This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Harper Audio presents Partners in Crime by Stuart McBride, read by Steve Worsley.
D.I. Steele's Bad Air Day, December 23rd.
Sod!
D.I. Steele stood on one leg in the doorway, nose wrinkled up on one side.
Thought I smelt something.
She ground her left foot into the blue-grey carpet, then dragged it along the floor behind her as she lurched into the briefing room, a hunchless, wrinkly Igor in a stain-speckled grey trouser suit. Today, her hair looked like she'd borrowed it from an angry hedgehog. D.C. Alan Guthrie chucked another spoon of coffee in a mug and drowned it with almost boiled water, topped it up with milk, and chucked in a couple of sugars. No point asking if she wanted one. Gov? She stopped, mid-scrape, standing completely still, not looking at him. 4:30 and the CID room was quiet, everyone off dealing with Christmas shoplifters and snow-related car crashes, leaving the little maze of chest-high cubicles and beach formica desks almost deserted. The whole place smelled of feet and cinnamon. Alan dumped the teaspoon on the draining board. D.I. Steele just stood there, like one of those idiots who appeared every summer outside the St. Nicholas Centre, spray-painting themselves silver and pretending to be...